Good morning. How's everything?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, man?
Doing fine. Doing fine.
Phil, we just doing our SEC preview with South Carolina's up on the docket. Let me ask you this first, man. The Spurrier comments with Nick Saban, is that just I played for Nick for 3 years, and he always had nothing but great things to say about Steve Spurrier. Is that just kind of an old two friends going at it, or do you think there's more behind it than that?
No, I think they are two friends, and I think Spurrier, now that he's got a football team that can be competitive, he's willing to take on, anybody in the SEC. He's always taken on Dabo Swinney at Clemson, a little give and take. And, Saban, he gives as well as he takes, too. So I just think it's a couple of old football buddies having a little fun with each other. I don't think there's anything behind the scenes or anything like that going on. I really don't. I think there's a great deal of respect between the two.
Phil, when you're talking about greatest coaches in this league, definitely Steve Spurrier is up on that list. But I think what he's done at South Carolina has been consistently overlooked and taken advantage of. Talk about where the program's come since his arrival in Columbia.
Well, it's come from out of the dark into the light. Because for 100 and something years, South Carolina football was mediocre at best, and it was a 500 team overall all those years. And he's over the last 3 years, he's made them into a legitimate national power, which is, those are words you would never associate with South Carolina football before Spurrier got here. He has built the foundation, and he has added on to that foundation. So they're good now. And I think they're going to be good for years to come. Their recruiting has been very, very good. His staff has stayed together now for several years. And he has no intentions on retiring anytime soon, at least he says so. So I don't see this run for South Carolina coming to an end anytime in the near future. I think they're going to be SEC East contenders for several seasons to come. That's how well he's built this program.
Phil Kornblut, Sports Talk, South Carolina. Phil, you mentioned the recruiting. One of the things I think that helps out Alabama in particular is the talent that's in state. I follow recruiting rather closely. I know that we were in on Sean Bryce Williams there in South Carolina. But overall, what's the high school football like in the Palmetto State?
Well, it's good. We take our football very seriously here in South Carolina. The high schools do a terrific job. We have spring practice for high school football, which is a bonus, and they allow contact in high school football in the spring here in South Carolina. There's year-round training for the guys through their high schools for the most part. And the South Carolina develops a good brand of high school football player. We don't have great numbers because we don't have a lot of schools, and so the numbers aren't always great, but, typically South Carolina will have three or four of an elite level of prospect coming out every year, and then it'll have another 10 to 15 who are just good major college prospects. So it's a good state for football because, much like your state, close to South Carolina take football very seriously, especially on the high school level. A lot of small towns in South Carolina, much like Alabama, and we know how important high school football is in a small town setting. So we got a lot of that in the state as well.
Do the coaches tend to lean more towards South Carolina historically versus Clemson?
No, I think we are we're pretty much a 50-50 split in our state. I don't think it depends on what part of the state you live in. If you leave Columbia and go west, you're going to hit a lot of Clemson territory, and where people pretty much lean to the Tigers. Columbia East, and you're going to be a little more South Carolina. And there's patches mixed in both areas that go the other way. So, I don't really think that there is a domination in the state. They usually split the state when it comes to recruiting the talent. maybe 1 year one's going to have an edge over the other. It just depends on how they view the talent in the state in a particular year and what their needs are. South Carolina this year for the 2015 class and Clemson's taken many more players in the state this time for 2015 than South Carolina has. Again, it just depends on what the needs are and how you view the players in the state in a particular class. But generally speaking, it'll be pretty much split between the two.
Phil, we're familiar with in-state rivalries. How dynamic is that Clemson-South Carolina rivalry?
Well, you know, your rivalry has always been on the national scene because you've always played for something big for the most part. One of your teams is usually good enough to be ranked in the top five, and sometimes both of them are right up there. And so you've always had the national rivalry, the Iron Bowl. South Carolina Clemson is just as, in the state, is just as passionate as Auburn, Alabama. Thank goodness, you know, it hasn't turned to the real nasty side like Auburn, Alabama has at times. We haven't had the major issues of, occasionally you'll see some graffiti pop up here and there, and somebody will go paint the field if they can sneak inside the stadium, but we haven't had any major damage done to either school like you guys have had, so that's a good thing. But both programs are now at the point where the rivalry can take on a national perspective because both are coming off top 10 rankings from last year, and both are going to be right back up through this year. So it's always been kind of a secret here in our state about how good this rivalry is. I think the rest of the country might get a glimpse of it now since both teams are in the top 10 and plan to be there for some time. So, yeah, it's a very good rivalry. I mean, two sides hate each other. It swung in South Carolina's way right now, with South Carolina having won five in a row. Clemson's installed a countdown clock in all their offices around their football department, counting down to the South Carolina game now. They're putting extra emphasis on it because they've dominated the rivalry for over 100 years. It's been mostly Clemson. And now all of a sudden, you know, they can't beat South Carolina. So the one thing that's held Dabo Swinney back from fully enjoying his ride as Clemson's coach, because he's done a lot of great things, is he's lost five in a row to South Carolina, and that's never happened before. So he is vowing to change that this year.
Phil, Vegas has the over-under for total wins for South Carolina at 9.5. Is that a realistic expectation, or is that in some ways very much understated?
I think it's understated. I mean, I think they're probably looking at 11 wins. All things being healthy, they've got to keep Dylan Thompson healthy because they don't have a season backup for him. If he goes down, they're in big trouble. Of course, I think there's a lot of teams around the SEC facing that situation with first-time, full-time starters. He stays healthy and plays the way they think they can, they're going to be very good on offense. Defense has a couple of spots to fill in, but I think they're going to be good enough on defense, and special teams will be good. I think they'll start 6-0. That would include wins over Georgia and let's see, who else in that early mix? East Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, Vanderbilt. I think they'll start 6-0. Then they go to Auburn for a game in October that will be crucial probably for both teams as far as their national rankings are concerned and having a chance to really be in a great position for the playoff. That's the one game, as I look at their schedule, that I would make them an underdog here at this point. The rest of them, I think they'll be favored to win.
When you look at favorites, it doesn't mean much, but it seems like here recently South Carolina's had a hard time getting over the hump as far as beating teams that they should beat. What do you tie that to?
Yeah, they've had that one game, it seems like, every year where somebody they should have beaten gets them, and it cost them a chance to win the East. It was Tennessee last year, and it was Auburn a couple of years ago. You know, it's just, it's hard to explain. It's just, they come out flat on a particular Saturday, and they played very poorly, and they, like with the Tennessee game last year, they had a, a bad turnover late in the first half that gave up a touchdown to the Vols, and their offense just stumbled and fumbled around and had a little spurt there in the second half. But you know, Tennessee made a great throwing catch on their last possession that led to the winning field goal. So, you know, I don't know. It's how can you explain it? You know, you kind of, as a coaching staff, you'd like to think your guys are going to go out there and bring it at 100% every Saturday. But, you know, almost every team has that week where it just doesn't go for them and they end up losing a game that they shouldn't. I can't explain it, to be honest with you. I've seen it repeatedly, and I'm sure Spurrier is as positive about it as anybody. But even, like, Spurrier had a bad game against Tennessee last year when they lost that game. He looked out of it for some reason. So I don't know. It's just, it's hard to figure out when you lose a game that you're favored to win when you're the better team. But they were on the road. I will say, like, they were on the road in Knoxville. They had beaten Tennessee three times in a row. So they were, the Vols were really geared up for the game. They had brought back a bunch of their former stars to recognize them. Maybe things that aligned against South Carolina. I think it probably just goes to show you, you know, how tough the SEC is, as you guys know. And if you're not prepared physically and mentally, every Saturday somebody can get you.
Absolutely. Phil Kornbluth, Sports Talk South Carolina. Phil, appreciate the time this morning, man.
Okay, guys. Have a good day. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. That's Phil Kornbluth, Sports Talk South Carolina.